A coronavirus vaccine for infants. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Pfizer will ask federal regulators, possibly within hours, to grant approval for emergency use of its coronavirus vaccine in children ages 6 months to 5 years.
While young children have been found to be far less likely than adults to develop any serious complications or to die from COVID, cases among the age group have risen dramatically during the Omicron surge. According to the Washington Post, the move could fast-track the vaccine to be approved for young children in the coming weeks. Pfizer's lower-dose vaccine was authorized for children between the ages of 5 and 11 in late October.
Fox's Sean Lanchel, the Food and Drug Administration, has now given full approval to the Moderna coronavirus vaccine for people 18 and older. For more than a year, it's been distributed under emergency use authorization. Some residents of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, evacuated from their homes because of a fire in a fertilizer plant where ammonium nitrate is made. The fire department forced to abandon its firefighting efforts, as fire chief Trey Mayo explains.
The building has collapsed, and so access to that product that's in the building is restricted, and we just can't reach it with even with elevated master streams.
Ammonium nitrate is extremely volatile. The city has opened an evacuation center for people with nowhere else to go. For the second time in as many weeks, New Yorkers will pay tribute to a fallen police officer. The wake for Officer Wilbert Morrow will be held at St. Patrick's Cathedral on Tuesday. Thousands are expected. He was gunned down a week ago Friday alongside his partner. His funeral will be held on Wednesday. In Stockton, California, a 67-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the death early Monday of Fire Captain Max Fortuna, who was shot responding to a dumpster fire. Police say they've recovered a gun as well. Wall Street Monday, the Dow up 406 points. NASDAQ gained 469. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Russia continues to say it has no plans to invade Ukraine, but it's moving more troops in that direction.
U.S. officials say 5,000 more Russian troops have arrived in Belarus on Ukraine's border. Russian Air Defense Units SA-22 Greyhounds seen arriving in Belarus by rail, following reports the railroad had been hacked. President Biden says the U.S. is ready no matter what happens. Senator Bob Menendez vowed to unleash the mother of all sanctions on Russia later this week. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby spoke at the Pentagon Monday.
The president has been very clear. We're not going to see American troops on the ground in combat with the Russians in Ukraine.
The U.S. military is weighing a decision to send forces to Eastern Europe to shore up nervous NATO allies. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom defending himself against claims of hypocrisy after being photographed at Sunday's NFC Championship game in L.A. without a mask on. The city is under a mask mandate for public spaces, and Governor Newsom has ordered school kids to be masked to attend classes. The governor contends he only took the mask off for a brief moment to take a picture with Magic Johnson, but there are numerous photographs showing him at other times in a luxury suite, maskless. A new apology from Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson for holding parties during the country's coronavirus lockdowns.
Under pressure over claims of parties at his office during coronavirus lockdowns,
I want to say sorry.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson apologised in Parliament. This as an official report criticises what it calls failures of leadership and judgment.
And I understand the anger that people feel.
Opposition leader Keir Starmer,
he showed himself unfit for office,
said Johnson should resign. Police are also investigating the alleged parties.
Fox's Simon Owen, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.